The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountaintop cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, in the Gospel this morning, two simple little things are mentioned. Salt. We don't take much notice of salt, but yet it's a very important ingredient in food. What does it do to food? Kind of changes the taste. It transforms the food a little bit. Sometimes we refer to food as being very bland, and it needs a little bit of something added to it, and salt is one of the things we do to make it better and taste better. Light. Well, when we're in the dark, we're confused and we can't see where we're going and so on, and light shows us the way how to do things. Now, how do we apply that to ourselves and to life and living in the present? Well, I this morning, thinking about the reading from the Gospel, I thought, well, look at what's happening at the moment. And over the last almost three months, we've been going through the coronavirus pandemic. I think that has changed a lot of our attitudes, has brought about a new way of seeing things. And then, of course, the last 2 weeks, we've seen many, many people out marching every day over what happened 2 weeks ago last night. And we suddenly had to think a new way, hopefully, to begin seeing things in a different light. And maybe we never gave much thought before to racism, or how many people were treated and are being treated on a daily basis so unfairly in life. And it has opened my eyes, and hopefully it has opened your eyes, to see that most of us in our position are part of the system. And instead of pointing the finger at somebody else and saying, well, they should do something about it, I think we've all got to stand back, look into our own hearts, and ask ourselves, what can I do about it? I'm very aware, and I've often joined in conversations with people who will say things like, it's terrible, you know, when you go here or go there and you see so many homeless people. It's terrible, so many people have no work. But when very often then you're confronted with a homeless person, how often you or I pass by on the other side. we don't even look because we don't want to get involved. Oh yes, we talk about it, but what do we do about it? In that moment, we fail totally to be salt or to be light. That's how I see the gospel this morning. And from now on, instead of talking the talk, we need to walk the walk and to begin to see things totally different and in a new way.